Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, it's been quite a ride. I want to thank all my supporters who have went out of their way to make sure that this victory does not go unnoticed. I go to the courthouse on Monday morning, and I get a chance to look directly in these evil, wicked demons' eyes. And I'm just happy to walk through there with my head held high, thinking how I have just spanked their booty again. This is the second time that I have defeated, and I use that word I, maybe it's we have defeated Berrien County Courthouse, the system itself. We all know it's corrupt from the top to the bottom. Problem is, it's the people who won't rise up and say no more. We got this country so divided right now over nothing. It's easy just to do the right thing. If you did the right thing, you wouldn't have to worry about division. You wouldn't have to worry about who said this or who did this. The simple thing to do is the right thing. And that's what we have to teach the people. You have to do the right thing. You do the right thing, good things will happen. I can guarantee you that. Because we're living in this time now where people no longer listen, no longer read their Bible, no longer do anything. They expect you to listen to whatever you say. And remember this, some of these churches, I'm not saying all of them, but let's say most of them. Most of these churches, the people inside the church, the Bible for themselves. And that's unfortunate. Because what you're saying, you're being led by someone who may not really know the Bible themselves. And you believe what that man is saying rather than read it for yourself. I'm going to have a special guest on today who reads the Bible, who teaches the Bible, who can tell you things that you may not know. But those of you who are in this world today, if you're going to talk about the Bible, you better read it. You better read it. And you better understand it. If you don't understand it, find somebody who do so they can teach you. But let me say this. Then I'm going to bring my guests on. We're having a mass demonstration in Benton Harbor, May 26th, to save our children and to announce the Poor People Campaign for more revival. And I agree. We need a more revival. Whirlpool Corporation is sucking us under. Whirlpool Corporation is sucking the life out of the people here in the city of Benton Harbor. They're not satisfied. They don't ruin the school system. Call themselves being an advisor to the board for the last 20 years. And has been advising them how to fail. Right. Whirlpool Corporation. We're calling for an international boycott on all Whirlpool products. International boycott on all the Whirlpool products. Those of you who are out there, do not buy anything, a washer, dryer, a stove or refrigerator that's made by Whirlpool Corporation. Before you buy a stove or refrigerator or washer or dryer, find out who made it, who makes it. In London, Whirlpool Corporation refrigerator caught on fire and killed 79 people in a building. They won't talk about that here. And we have so much fake news. We don't have real news. You know, they tell you what they want you to know, you see. They tell you what they want you to hear, and then you spread that same fake news to other people. That's what they do. Anyway, May 26th at 11 a.m. in Benton Harbor, Michigan, at City Hall, Occupy the PGA. Whirlpool Corporation used profit and wealth to control our community and destroy our school and our children. Somebody is hurting our people and creating child poverty and systematic racism in mass incarceration. Everybody got a right to live, to a job, to an income, and to organize. There has been a hostile takeover by Whirlpool Corporation of Benton Harbor school system, the city of Benton Harbor, everything that has to do with Benton Harbor. Whirlpool Corporation is behind it. They want to fix up only the area where they live with our tax money. If that makes sense to you, then you're in a different world than I am. So let us lift up everyone who lives in poverty. Join me, 11 a.m., May 26, 2018, at Benton Harbor City Hall. For more information, contact Reverend Pinckney at 269-925-0001. Mass demonstration for the people. Everything got to be about the people. It cannot be about you. They have ways of doing things to destroy you as an individual. And most of the time, people sit back and let it happen. Then they'll say, we should have done something. You're right. You should have done something. You should have went out there and stood up. There's strength in numbers. There's strength in numbers. If you don't believe me, check out the white supremacists. Check them out. That's a large group. They're large. The NRA, they're large. And there's 50 million black people in this country. But we've been reduced to about 5,000 that's actually standing up fighting. Let's get out there and change the way we do business. Let's start standing up for what is right. Let's give our people an opportunity. Let's give them hope. Let them know that there's things we can do. If we can win, if we stick together, we can win this battle. But we're going to have to learn to stand together, fight together, be together. You don't have to like each other. You don't have to like each other to stand together. But you got to love each other because the Bible tells you that. On that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend from beautiful sunny California, my guy, Malak. Malak,
you got
how
my
you
name
doing?
Right, all right. Yeah.
Look, man, I got feelings, man. You know, I got your name right, man, because you know, you have given me an education, not only on your name, but on the history of the Bible, and I enjoy you on the show. I get a lot of emails in reference to you. And I'm the type of guy who likes to rub it in a little bit. And I know what you're saying on point, because when you say something, you use the Bible as a reference. And you could take us from scripture to scripture to scripture to make this happen. And I know that. And I enjoy it myself. And a lot of people talk about, like, I've been telling everybody, see, people think that those Jews in Israel are the Jews that God is talking about in the Bible. But I know that's not the truth. You see, but a lot of people don't know that. I have went back and forth with people on different things in reference to them. I call them is fake Jews. You know, God wouldn't put nobody in a place and have them to slaughter innocent people like these folks is doing. But look, I got enough time today to let you go and do your thing, because I know that you got something good to tell us. I want to talk about, I want you to point out, first of all, that the Jews as in Israel, according to the Bible, are not the Jews that God is talking about. Can you take me there, or where do you want to start?
Okay, that's exactly where we can start, because you said that you call them the fake Jews. We call them that, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I call them fake.
Yeah, so what we want to do is we gotta use history, right? Now, we know through history, our people have been getting everything taken away from us, right? We was baptizing yesterday in the mountains. We found a beautiful river. And we was baptizing in that river, and we looked up the song Kumbaya, right? Wade in the Water, I'm sorry. Wade in the Water, right? The original lyrics of it is that I see all those children dressed in white. Them must be the children of the Israelites, right? But our churches took that out. You know, and that would have brought up questions if we would have, when we were singing that song way back in the day, and we were singing Wade in the Water, we'd have been like, who are the Israelites? And so that's what they have been taking out of the Bible. But remember, the Bible is a history book. It's not a fairy tale book. It's not a book that ain't true. It's a book of the history of everything from Adam and Eve all the way until now. And when we start looking at the Bible as that, then everything going to start. We can start predicting the future because we can see what's going to happen because you know who is who and what's what and what's going on. So now the question is, are those people in Jerusalem the real people? So let's go over a couple of scriptures with that because, remember, we can go in the past, the present, and the future. So let's look at the present and see, is these people the people?
Okay, well, that's right. Take me there. Uh-huh. I just want you to take me through it. Just take your time.
All right. Now, this is the Messiah himself prophesying in the end times, which will be where we are right now. And we're going to go to Revelations 2 and 9. And I also have Brother Kanakia on the phone with me. And he's going to read this.
Shalom, Pastor Peter.
Hey, Shalom, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy to be on your show
today.
You sound good.
Hey, man, I'm happy to have y'all on the show today, you know, and I just want y'all to take me there. Just take me there. That's all I'm asking.
All praise to the Most High. We're going to get to it. Revelations 2, verse 9. I know thy work and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Okay, so this is the Bible saying that he know the works, the tribulation and poverty that the real children of Israel are in, but there are some other people saying that they're Jews and they're not. They're not the real Jews. You are, right? Let's go to Revelations 3 and 9.
Revelations 3, verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee.
All right, so this is... But he going to make them come and worship under your feet. Uh-huh. What'd you say, Penny?
You were fading out just a little bit. You were fading out.
Oh, okay. I said, now, that scripture was basically saying that the real Jews was going to have imposters. The other people was going to be trying to be us, but wasn't really us. And when Christ come back, he going to make them bow down at your feet, right? Remember, the Jewish people just went to Jerusalem in 1948. Can you hear me clearly?
I hear you well.
Oh, okay. 1948, right? Now, since they've been there, right, and this is supposed to be their habitat, they don't even have – they getting skin cancer in a place where they supposed to originally came from. How is that even possible? If this is your original place that you came from, how do you guys have more skin cancer than ever, right? So
absolutely.
so scientifically it's telling you that these people are not supposed to be in this place. Now, we see all these wars going on, right? And it's in all the wars is right now in Assyria, Gaza, and all these other places, right? The Jewish people want to be the first people to move into those lands. And I'm going to tell you why, because the Bible predicts that we're supposed to, at the end times, when Christ come back, he's going to gather the children of Israel from the four corners of the earth, and we're going to go back to the land from the Euphrates River all the way to the river of Nile. And that's the land that Abraham gave. And this is what they don't want us to know. This is what they, because the long as they keep us not understanding who we are and what power we possess with the Most High, they can continue to keep ruling. They can continue to keep killing us, right? They can continue to keep doing all these things that they're doing to us, right? So let's go to this scripture right here and see if it's prophesied that we was going to be in the situations that we're in right now. Let's go to Zechariah 11 and 4.
Zechariah 11, verse 4. Thus says the Most High, my God, feed the flock of the slaughter, whose possessors slay them and hold themselves not guilty. And they that sell them say, blessed be the Most High, for I am rich, and their own shepherds pity them not.
All right, so he said that they're going to be slaying us, right? And then they're going to be found not guilty. How many times have we seen this happen? All of our people getting shot down by these police that we pay these people to protect and serve, but they out here killing us, murdering us. Go to court. It's on tape. Everybody's seen it. The whole world's seen it. And you're not guilty. This is all Bible prophecy. And until we come back to the Bible and start understanding the power that the Bible it possesses and the power that we possess as the main characters in the book, I always refer it to as the never-ending story. It was a little this movie is about a little boy who was reading the book, and he found out that the book was about him. And so that's what the Most High is trying to do with us. He wants you to understand that this book is talking about you. All of these people are your ancestors. Just like when we was in captivity in Egypt, the Most High saved us, right? We was in captivity in Babylon. We was in Babylon. He saved us.
Now we're
in captivity in the daughter of Babylon. This is the daughter of Babylon. And his people don't know who they are. We forgot who we was. So with us forgetting who we are, he's trying to bring you back to the knowledge so you can come back to the Father. Let's go to Jeremiah 17 and 4 real quick.
Jeremiah 17, verse 4. And thou, even thyself, shall continue from thine heritage.
Wait. Back that up. What did it say right there?
Thou shalt discontinue from thine heritage.
Uh-oh. So the children of Israel are going to discontinue from their heritage. This is Bible prophecy. Those people that's claiming to be Jews are not us. Those are Turkish people. Those are people that come from a whole nother. Those are Russians. Yeah, all of those people who claim to be us taking all the benefits. So the real children of Israel supposed to discontinue from their heritage. They don't supposed to know who they are. In the last days, we come back and understand who we are. Okay, keep reading that real quick, Kanakia.
Discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever.
So the Most High was so mad at us, Mr. Pinkney. And I love being on this show and you giving us time to talk about this, because this is the most important thing on the face of the planet right now. There is nothing more important than this, us understanding who our God is, us understanding what the Most High expects of us. What did we do wrong? What did we do wrong to be in this situation? How did the strongest people on earth become the lowest people on earth?
Come on.
Come on now. You know I know I can beat up about five white people by myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm five times stronger than the average white guy. And that, and I know that our ancestors was way stronger than what I am right now. So how in the world would we go into subjection under them? Somebody that's weaker than us. And then they hate us so much. And this is not – now, we just talking about what's going on right now, because the program that they're putting out there, don't talk about yourself. Don't talk about what's happening, because if you start talking about just you and what's happening to you, that's being racist. That's not being racist. We got to talk about this. If we don't start talking about this, we're not going to even exist anymore. They are trying to take us off the face of the planet. They are attacking us with chemtrails. They're putting poison in our foods. They're killing us, taking all our organs. They're putting our people in jail, flooding our communities with drugs and alcohol. I mean, police is killing us. I think we had 2,000-something people got killed this year in the United States. Like, come on, man. We got people being hung right now, and nobody cares about us, right? The only way that they have the power to do these things to us is because we don't know who we are.
That's right.
And we're not doing what God told us to do. We're not. It's time to examine the Bible, examine what we're doing wrong. And this is where the Hebrew Israelites come in, because we have examined this book. We found out that we're not keeping the commandments of the Most High. We found out when we go to church on Sunday, this was, if you go back in history, this was set up by Constantine. They always kept the Sabbath until Constantine came in. The Sabbath is the seventh day of the week. Now, I always ask everybody, what is the first day of the week? They'd be like, the first day of the week is Monday. Right? I'm like, no, first day of the week is Sunday. Now, what is the seventh day of the week? And they'd be like, well, the seventh day of the week got to be Saturday, right? So that's the day that the Most High said that he wanted us to worship and fellowship him on, because this was the day that he told us to remember. Like, when you go through the commandments, this was the only commandment he said, you better remember this one. Because he knew that they was going to take it away from you.
That's
but
right.
When all our preachers going to theological schools, they feeding them what they want them to have, and then they coming back teaching us, and we all in ignorance. We all don't understand
that
the Most High is mad at this.
Malak, let me say this. In other words, what they're doing when they go to that theology school, they're poisoning their mind with something that even they know that is not true.
Exactly.
And that's how we got in this position today, with them thinking that those Jews in Israel are the real Jews. I see. I've been saying a lot about this on Facebook about how these fake—they're fake Jews. They're not the real one. It's just like Sammy Davis Jr. when he became an Israelite. He took the oath to become a Jew and start worshiping it as a religion rather than actually being some of the original Jews.
This is a whole conspiracy, because remember when we came. Matter of fact, Kanaki, give me Psalms 83, and you see how the Most High give us all these scriptures. Anything you talk about, I can go straight to the Bible. This is how we supposed to be moving in the Word, and this is a gift that we can get from the Most High. You know what I'm saying? We can get this gift, but we got to understand who we are. We got to understand the power we possess. Now we was just talking about us not knowing who we are, and this being a conspiracy. Let's go to Psalms 83. What that say, Kanakia?
Psalms 83, verse 1. Keep not thy silence, O Most High. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consorted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
Okay, so they wanted to cut us off as a nation. So all of these World Senate people came together. This is way back in the day when they found out what place in Africa we was at, right? Because we ran into Africa to a place called Niger. Niger means black, right? When you say black in Spanish, that's negro, right? Negro.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you can look up on, go on Google, type it in, Negro land, and that's the land that they got us from when we became slaves. They have slave records that show the people that was on those ships had Hebrew names. Those people, people spoke Hebrew. They were singing songs, Kumbaya. When they learned English, they kept the heritage of the Israelites. They knew that they was the Israelites. But now, at this particular time, they wiped it away. They don't want you to understand that you are Israelites. So they said that the nation would not know who they are. They didn't want you to say you were Israelite. They want you to just stay on Christian because everybody can be a Christian. But who are the Israelites? You have to be in a bloodline. The Jewish people don't even call themselves Israelites. They put Ish on the end of Jew, right?
Okay.
So, so break that down, Kanakia. What does Ish on the end of a word mean?
Ish means pertaining to, I'm sort of, but I'm not. Like the word black is, I'm black, but I'm not black.
Mm.
Right?
Black Ish.
So,
that's
now
right.
Remember,
you're right.
Ain't nothing on the face of the earth more important than a Jew. The Jews are that's the leading nation of all nations. Even if we don't know who we are, it's because that's the foundation of the Bible. The Jews come from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Jews was Christ. The Jews was Jeremiah, Isaiah, all of these people. We have Jews and we have other tribes, Benjamin, Levi, all of these other tribes. And they say, hey, what happened to all the rest of the tribes? They say, oh, they're lost. We don't know who they are. You know, just walk up to a Jewish person and ask them, what happened to Benjamin, Benjamin, Issachar, and all them, where are they? Oh, they're lost. Nobody knows who they are. Like, are you serious? Do you really think that those people walking around with these funny hats on was the people who was beating, winning all these wars? Man, these dudes can't win no wars.
No. Come on, man.
There's no way. We were the people. 70 A.D., they took down Jerusalem. That was us in there fighting against the Romans. And when we ran into Africa, and that's where all this happened. You know what I'm saying? So it's a real, real deep thing, Pastor Pinkney, but if we don't get connected back to who and what the Most High has created us, we're going to always fail. So the Hebrew Israelites today, now this is what we're doing, and you know anything that I do, Pastor Pinkney, I always add you in it. So don't trip. You're
going
to be in this. But our job right now is to empower our people to get them to understand what the Most High wants us to do. And we're going to encourage, because this is not, you can't force nobody to do what God wants you to do. God don't force nobody to love him. You got to want to do it, right?
That's
so we're going to encourage you to do it. And so what we're doing is we're building a platform where we're getting – we're incorporating ourselves, and we're dealing with lenders that's going to help us get into this fight to where we can go around and we can start buying stuff for our people and building our businesses and just putting businesses all over the place so we can start buying and selling from one another. You know what I'm saying? So this is going to start happening all over the place. And it's, we almost at the point. And so when we get to this point, we got to meet the enemy face to face, because right now the same thing that you was talking about with Whirlpool is doing out there, they're doing it out here in California too.
Absolutely.
They're taking over everything that we have. It was actually a park that we preach at, and it's called Leimert Park. They shut the whole park down, right? So all of our people just like, oh, man, this park been in our – you know, in our lives, all of our lives, and this is where we fellowship at. They play the drums there. They go on in the community. Everybody meets right there. I didn't actually went there at one point, and I jumped out the car, and they was like, the Hebrews are here. They was about to go riot because one of our black brothers had just got shot and killed by the police, so they was going to go riot, and the Hebrews stopped it. we stopped the riot. It was like, it's, why go out here and start tearing up our own stuff, and these people kill you, put you in jail? That's not the way. And Pastor Pinckney, what I did hear you say is, we got to stop buying from them. That was the greatest thing that I ever seen Martin Luther King do. When he went on that bus boycott, man, he had them on their knees. Like, okay, y'all can sit in front of the bus now.
and you know, all this is so important because people don't understand. You have to circulate your dollars in your own community. That's why. That's another tool that they're using against us. We don't have anything in our, like Benton Harbor. We don't even have a one black store in the whole city of Benton Harbor. One black store.
Wow.
And,
see, we're going to change that. We're going to change that.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to get people to think differently, not only about themselves, but about the community, because we got to be more community-minded. It just can't be an individual thing. It got to be about everybody. And what we're doing now, I'm trying to teach them. And what I've been talking about the people in Israel. Even this move that Trump made with the trying to make the capital or change the flavor in Israel. That move, like I told him, people stop talking about them, but those ain't the real Jews. They got these preachers talking about it's such a great move and stuff. I said, because they don't know the Bible. When you don't know something, you try to put a spin on it. And that's what they're doing, you know. And I told them, no way possible. I said that, you know, that these folks could be the real one, because they wouldn't be slaughtering people. How they slaughtering the Palestinians? The Palestinians got slingshots. You know, they don't have no real rockets. They ain't got nothing that. And these guys, they got a atomic bomb. They got Israel got everything. The United States got, Israel got. And you fight and they just slaughtering these people, and they got the nerve. They got the nerve to talk about these white preachers going around talking about this was a God. Ain't God ain't had nothing to do with this.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say this. See, what our people do when it's time for us to get a business, and we got to jump through so many hoops that we try to just do it ourselves. But no, all the other nations don't do it themselves. They go get a business loan to start that business. And when they get that business loan is big enough to where they can have that business running for a whole 2 years, and they ain't worrying about nothing. They didn't pay their house off, their car notes off. They ain't got to worry about nothing but that business. And they put everything that it takes for that business to run, and that's how we got to start moving too. We can't put our own money into it no more. You keep your money in your bank, and you use that corporate money to get that business started. And so that's what we're doing right now. And if anybody want to be a part of it, please go to CaliforniaHebrews.com. Pastor Pinckney, I already got you in it. You know what I'm saying? So you already, you don't even know what's about to happen to you over there, but I'm just sliding you on in because you my boy. So, man, it's about, we have to take control of our community. I cannot sit back knowing that I'm a Hebrew Israelite and we ain't doing nothing. We got to start holding. If we can't get the police to be held accountable for what they do, we have to go to the chief of police and make him be held accountable. If we can't get the chief of police to be held accountable, we going to the senators, we going to the governors, we going to go in that community and we going to put heat on these people, because the police officers, we already see that ain't working. So let's go to the top. Let's keep going up. Mm-hmm. Nobody going up. But we going to go up. We going to get us enough money to where we get our own lawyers, and we going to start putting our own special heat on all these situations. We got these people, little boy almost getting hung. They know exactly where these people are, but I ain't seen no arrest. You know what I'm saying?
Huh? What you're saying is so true. We got a young man that have not been seen in 3 weeks here in Benton Harbor. And they went to the police department in the township, and they told, look, they said, they haven't, and they're not even investigating. Because they say if it's a black person, normally they don't care. But if it's a white person, if they've been missing for an hour, they have everybody out to put an Amber Alert out. They put everything out to try to find that person. Now, this guy been missing for 3 whole weeks. And usually when you're missing here in Benton Harbor, you end up in the river. You end up in the lake. That's where you're going to end up. And I got, you know, I don't want like to talk about that. I don't want to put that omen on this young man. But I'm very concerned because they don't care. Even, you know, they don't care about him because he's a black man. And the way they do it, it's unfortunate for the family. I've been in contact with the family trying to get them to understand that we got to move faster. And, you know, when the township don't want to do anything, let's go over their heads. Let's find another means of dealing with these people. And we got to have pressure. See, that's why there's power in numbers. When they see that you got numbers, mm-hmm. they are intimidated by that. This is one thing about this system is weak. It's not as strong as people think it is. They're afraid of the numbers. They're afraid that people will come together. And here's something, a lot of things they don't want black folks and white folks to be together. They'll do anything to separate them. And, you know, but I believe that there's strength in numbers, and we got to teach our people how to circulate and spend their dollars. Circulate your dollar in your community where it's going to continue to grow. And it got to be 7 times inside your community. That's where the dollars should be anyway. But we got to make sure that they understand this. And another thing too, we got to stop buying all this materialistic stuff. You know, we want all this stuff. Everything you think of that don't mean nothing to nobody. You know, you gotta have a brand new car. You gotta have this. You gotta have that. You know, and you should first. Your first priority is to take care of your family and your children and your community. So that's what we should be teaching. Because once we can get that through, Malak, we can do a lot more things. And we got to teach them, though, because they don't get it. You know, going out every mm-hmm. Friday night, Saturday night, spending your money on alcohol, beverage, narcotics, and all this other kind of stuff. We're gonna cease from doing stuff like that. We're going to change the way we're doing business. We're going to make sure that things happen the way it's supposed to happen and get these folks moving. So, yeah.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
You know, yeah,
I love
yeah.
it.
Cause, you know, and we got to do it, you know, because, you know, even what my thoughts is now is that, you know, that we started our electrician class. Well, actually going to start on the 24th. We had our open house on Tuesday, the 15th. And a lot of people joined. A lot of people came in and wanted to be part of it. But like I said, you know, we run fast, but we don't run long. That's our problem, you see. We the busiest people there is in the whole wide world, and we ain't busting a grape because we got too much other stuff on our mind that shouldn't be on our mind. So we got to be more different in how we dealing with this thing. This new generation of children, you know, this is where the Hebrew brothers come in because I like what y'all do, I like what y'all say, and the most important thing we got to teach. We got to teach these folks. And I use the term stick and move. My job is just to give you the information. What you do with that information is on you because I'm not going to sit around here and argue and debate with you on what's right and what's wrong. You should know what is right and what is wrong. If you don't know that, then I will tell you, and then what you do with that information is on you. That's it. I'm moving on to the next person because I believe there's strength in numbers. So that's where I'm at.
See,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, my brother.
The one thing about the Hebrew Israelites, our job is not easy, but it's a blessing because what we got to do is we got to reconstruct the minds of all of our people. We got to show our women how to be modest, how to be mothers, how to be good sisters, and it's happening overnight. We are showing our fathers how to stay in the homes and not leave their children. Be the strong foundation in your household. Let them see the strength in you. Your daughter, your son, they need you, right? We showing our children from birth how the Most High want them to conduct themselves. Man, y'all need to go to California Hebrews right now CaliforniaHebrews.com and look at the beauty of the women and the children and the men. We're all standing up and we're changing our apparel. We're changing our actions. We're changing our vibe that's in this earth. You know what I'm saying? It's a good spiritual vibe that we have. It ain't nothing negative. People getting along. People wanting to strive to be a better person. You know what I'm saying? So this is where the Hebrews is really doing their thing. I mean, it's beautiful. And it's people that was on drugs, people on alcohol, people gang banging. They change in one day when they find out who they are and what the Most High want them to do. Because they get convicted by him. He's doing it.
Mm.
All we are to introduce you to your God, the real one.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Your teaching is so powerful that, you know, that and it's so important because, like I said, sometimes they try to confuse you, especially with this TV ministry. They try to confuse you.
Mm-hmm.
And most people say if you got a big name, that must be true because he wouldn't lie. Just because you claim to be a minister don't mean that you won't lie and deceive the people. And that's what they're doing now when you watch that TV ministry. That's what they're doing. They're deceiving the people. They're telling people stuff that they know not that's not true. And they have other things feed the children that they be doing. You know, less than 10% of all the money that comes in go to feed the children. And that's unfortunate because, you know, they pay their staff first, then they feed the children. I don't like that. When people send money in,
that's horrible.
Do what you're supposed to do. And they always got some kind of gimmick that people fall for, you know, because they believe it's coming from the church, you know. It's coming from God. God said this. You got more hypocrites. And then you got, what's that guy named Hagee? Now, he's the biggest hypocrite of all, you know. And he's talking about moving the embassy to, well, they're moving to Jerusalem. Well, they moved it. And he's talking, now that's God. That's God. That is not God talking. He ain't telling the United States to do nothing. Because the United States is an evil entity themselves. You know, God is not telling the devil to move out your embassy so these fake Jews can have some place to call of their own. You know, that doesn't even make sense. Anything that this country do, you know, it's a lie. You know, and what we got to do, we got to call them who they are. And that's a little bit unfortunate for us because we ain't got too many people willing to say that these people are liars. You know what I'm saying? We don't have many people who say that these people are not doing this. We don't have many people who just stand up and say, well, hey, enough is enough. There's power in numbers. This is what my message should be loud and clear. And I tell you, we have a tremendous audience. And my message, they wouldn't listen to us or be listening today if they didn't feel that the message is loud and clear. My message is that we got to figure out a way how we can come together and fight this monster, you know. And this is a monster, my brother. But listen, I got another couple of minutes for you. So if there's something specific that you want to tell us, I want you to take these last 2-3 minutes and say it because I got to bring in my good friend Ken. And we can take it from there. But go ahead. I want you because I really, really enjoy you. I'm going to get a lot of comments, a lot of emails from people, and I like that, you know. And everybody who emailed me, I always email them back. And that's one of the things. I don't care if I get 100 of them. I don't care if I get 200 of them. If I get 300, I email them every last one of them back with a statement. So they'll know that I understand, you know, but I give them my take on it. You see, we may not agree on everything, you know. I'm telling you the people that are listening, but I appreciate you listening, you know, and hearing what we got to say. So, my brother, take your time and tell us what my Hebrew brother want us to know. And even if you want to talk about those fake Jews, I don't care. I want people to know the truth because the truth will set you free.
All right, one scripture I want to get out, and this one going to be, this is something for everybody that be out there paying all this money in church trying to make your pastor rich. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 9 and 18.
Verse 18. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel.
Okay, so this is the Bible telling you that when you preaching the gospel, you don't want to be charging everybody to preach the gospel, because you're going to abuse your authority. Now, there's nothing wrong with people blessing you, giving you money, but when you asking for it, that's when you out of line. So I just want to say this, since I only got a couple of more minutes. Man, I am really honored to be on this show.
That's right.
And I'm thankful that I met Pastor Pinckney, because he actually changed my life in many different ways that he don't even understand, because I seen the fire and the drive in this man. You know what I'm saying? I was asking him a lot of questions. Actually, I was talking to another pastor. I'm not going to say no names. I know Benton Harbor kind of small. But I was talking to another pastor, and I was sharing with him who we were in the Bible, and he was on it. But when I explained to him what the tithes really was, it was food and not money, and they could actually turn their money into food, but it was just going to the priest to feed the flock, right? When he heard that, he got offended. And so since he got offended, he didn't want to go any further, and I ended up meeting Pastor Pinckney, man, and he changed. Man, this guy does everything. He put everything on the line, everything. He'll go to jail. He put his life on the line for his people. He ain't trying to make money off the people. He put his address out there. I said, "Peck Pinckney, how you got your address?" Like, everybody, he was, "Oh man, I don't care about that." Man, it was just such a blessing. I went to rallies with him, and sat there and watched him, and it inspired me and showed me how much more. I already knew it was important, but how much more important it is, and you got to be able to put everything on the line. So I appreciate you, brother, in so many ways, man, and I can't wait till you and your wife come out here to California and stay with me for a little while so I can be around my brother. And if anybody want to get in contact with me, be on any projects that we have, like the corporations or anything, please go to California Hebrews, leave a message. We will get back with you. And I'm thankful, and hopefully this message is going out to the right people that love the Most High the way we do. All praise to the Most High.
Amen, amen. I just want to say one thing. That day that we was at that church and you was determined to give me a war, and we was in hostile territory, and I mean we was in the war zone, and I don't know how you did it, but you had these guys to give up some time so you could give me a war. And you should have saw the look on their face. They you know, when you see people
and it was live on the radio.
Absolutely, it was live right on the radio.
Yep.
And these guys was going nuts. They could not believe what was taking place at this time, you know. And you know, you got some of these preachers that you know, to me, a preacher and a minister is different. You know, a preacher go up there and preach, he'll say anything. A minister to the people, you see, and he can preach, you see, by that. But you know, we have in Benton Harbor, we have what they call we call them bootleg preachers. And that's what we're surrounded with here in the city of Benton Harbor. And I will not go and hear them preach. I will not do that. The only way I go to one of these people's churches here is a funeral. And I'm only going there for the deceased at that time. But I will not go to their churches to hear, because I don't think there's nobody here that I could sit there and listen to preach something that I know that they don't know nothing about. So on that note, my brother, I love you. I love you guys, you know, and I love your family. I love all y'all, and And it's an honor and a privilege to have y'all on. And I appreciate the insight that you give and the knowledge that you have. And people need to know. And now when I talk about fake Jews, people won't be saying that Pinckney don't know what he's talking about. Thank you so much, my brother. Love you.
And, no problem.
And,
no problem.
It's been tremendous. And we got to get out there. Me and my wife, you know, we got to get out there. We're gonna make plans, you know, because things seem to be going extremely well since we gave them another defeat in the courtroom, and you know we beat them on their own territory, the courtroom, because that's definitely not our territory. You know, they dominate that.
And congratulations on that. Congratulations, man. I was honored to hear that.
Yeah, because it's a major victory for the people, and you know I take no credit on my own. You know, without the people, it probably could have never happened. You know, and you know we you know I did a little suffering, but you know that's what God does. You know, he'll put you in a position. Mm-hmm. You know, but now he's going to uplift me to a level that I've never been on. And here we having this mass demonstration this Saturday, 26th at City Hall. They got the PGA coming here, and we plan to occupy the PGA. We're going to show them that, you know, that people can come together and work together and get this thing done. But listen, I got to let you go. I could just talk to you all day and all night because you're my man. But I got to let you go. I cannot.
No problem, man.
I cannot keep you on another second. If I keep you on another second, I'm going to get hit with a tomato. And then I'm going to really get some emails. So listen, I got to let you go, my brother. Love you. And I
all right, have a blessing, man.
All right, and that was my good friend, Malak. He's my guy. He always complained about me the way I pronounce his name. That's my guy, though, you know. I used to call him Malik, and that ain't my name. My name Malak. Okay, Malak, it's Malak. I got you, my brother. Love him, man. That's my brother right there. Anyhow, let me bring in my good friend, Ken. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Reverend Pinckney. How you doing today?
And I'm great, Ken. How you feeling?
Oh, real good. Hey, did you get the second case? Did you get this last case overturned in the courts?
Yes, it's overturned. I thought I sent you something.
I've been gone for 4 days, so I probably didn't see it then. But congratulations on that.
Absolutely.
Too bad.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Ken, you're going in and out on me.
Okay, you know, Reverend Pinckney, I'm on the road traveling, so why don't you go to somebody else? Because I don't want to be messed up.
Where you at? Where you at, Ken?
I'm in the middle of Michigan right now. I'm headed back home. I'm 4 hours away.
Okay, I want you to remember to come. You know, next Saturday we having our demonstration, May 26th at 11 o'clock at the City Hall. I want you to come.
Okay, I'm gonna do my very best to be there, and I think I can.
Okay, well I'll see you then because for the reason unknown you're going in and out. But I'm just happy, Ken. I get a chance to talk to you, and I'm supposed to have a few of my TIs supposed to have called me last week, but they didn't get in. For a reason unknown, they didn't call. Even Dorothy wanted to get in and do some things. But my goal is more or less to make sure that we get things done and do whatever needs to be done. But anyhow, what I'm going to do is that I'll see you next week, and we will talk very soon, okay?
Okay, thank you, Reverend Pinckney.
All right. Take care, Ken. Miss you, too. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Bye now. All right. That was my good friend, Ken. I tell you, we are having a great time and just giving people the facts and dealing with the facts, you know. This PGA thing is coming up. And I want people to understand their strength in numbers. You see, they got us thinking. They got us so divided up. They got black against white. You see, they got white against black, brown against red and yellow or you know, whatever. You know, they got everybody so divided up, everybody fighting with each other. Long as you fighting with each other, you don't have to worry. They don't have to worry about fighting. And that's their strength. That's what they do. And they use money. Like here in the city of Benton Harbor, They use money to influence our government. They've been doing it for years. The last 30 years they have done it and gotten away with it. They use money to control our school system for the last 30 years. They planted those seeds a long time ago, and now this is what we have. We're in trouble. If we don't start getting the big picture, standing together, fighting together against the enemy, and then you got to know who your enemy is. A lot of times, we really don't understand who's the enemy is. This government is our enemy. It don't make a difference whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. They're both our enemy. Yes, they are. And they really always have been. It don't make a difference whether it's Clinton in the White House, Trump in the White House. It's the same stuff. They're always against the people. And everything we do, it should be about our future, our children, our community. Stop trying to think that it's all about you. We believe that it's one of, well, we want to believe it's about us, but it's not. We've been fighting a battle and winning. You see, just recently, the court ruled in my favor, and I appreciate that. They ruled in my favor, and which again, you know, and anytime you get a victory from the courts, anytime, that's their territory. They own that area. That's what they do. That's what they do, control that area. So it's important for us to understand what we need to do. We need to figure out a way how we're going to stand together. And we got to start circulating our dollars inside the community. Keep the dollar circulating. It should circulate 7 times inside your community before it leave your community. 7 times. Every dollar. If a person is not from your community, you're not supposed to spend money with that person. We have to learn to keep the dollar circulating. We have to learn to keep doing what we're doing. We have to learn to show people and build up the future. We got to show our children how to be parents. They're having babies at such a young age today. Such a young age. But we got to teach them how to become a parent. There's nothing more important than showing and building here in the community. We just had open house for our electricians. It's the first class would be May 24th, Thursday at 5 o'clock. Then we're going to start teaching people to become plumbers, carpenters, bricklayers, pipe fitters. We're going to teach people how to grow their own food. We want people to start growing your own food. And what we're going to do, we're going to grow food this year, and we're going to be giving food away for free. We don't want no money from you. Also, remember, all our programs are free. We're not charging a person a dime for the program. Every single class is free. And this is a $5,000 class for each individual. But we're giving it to you free, no charge. We're going to be giving away vegetables, all kinds of gardening food. We're going to give it away. We're not going to sell anything. And we're going to be giving away clothes too, not just clothes that people don't want to wear. We not wear, but clothes that you might want. We're going to do that too. But we're going to change the flavor in our community. We're going to do the best I can. We know the administration is going to come after us because that's what they do. Anytime that you're good for the community, they come in. So you have to be prepared for them, because if they can figure out a way how to knock you out, knock your socks off, believe me, they will do it. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. So we're moving into a different direction. We want people all over the country to stand back where we're going and what we need to do. And we're going to continue this fight. Occupy the PGA, May 26th, at Benton Harbor City Hall. We will have also a workshop on the Poor People Campaign, political prisoners, and we're going to be talking about all the deaths that have been here in the city of Benton Harbor. Martell Hadley, Karate, and this young man, Williams, Fitzgerald Williams. We're going to be talking about all these things and all these people so people can understand where we're going. So you people out there, listen, I want to thank you all for listening. And I really had a tremendous time today. I want to thank my Hebrew brother. And we're going to continue to move on and do the things we know. So listen, we just ran out of time. But next week, same time, same station. We'll talk to you soon. And listen. Don't hesitate to send me an email, because I know you will. Send me something. Talk to you later.